I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Monday, March 29th. The suspect in a wild crime spree that began with an armed robbery in Rockland and ended with a tense standoff in Quincy has had previous run-ins with the law. Authorities announced Eric Leach was the man shot and killed by police Friday morning. The 36-year-old has a criminal history in Massachusetts and served time in jail for the 2012 shooting that injured an 8-year-old girl in Brockton. At the time, prosecutors said Leach was at the girl's home when he tried to get something out of his pocket and the gun went off. The bullet hit the young girl in the leg. Leach allegedly begged people not to call 911 and ran off before eventually being arrested. He spent several years behind bars for his involvement in that incident. On Friday, nearly 10 years later, cell phone video showed Leach frantically running through the Brookside Road neighborhood moments after he robbed a 7-Eleven on Market Street in Rockland. Officers responding to reports of a suspicious man running around the neighborhood were able to track him down. The officers ordered him to the ground at gunpoint. Leach said, "Shoot me and shoot me," and then refused to comply with the order, according to Rockland Police Chief John Llewellyn. An officer then deployed a taser, but it proved ineffective because Leach was wearing a heavy sweatshirt. Leach was then able to escape on foot. It stole the Rockland police cruiser before leading officers on a chase into Quincy, hitting several cruisers in the process. An Abington police officer lost control of his cruiser during the chase, crashed into a utility pole. Leach later tried to get out of the cruiser with a patrol rifle in his hand near the BJ's gas station on Bergen Parkway in Quincy and was fatally shot by police. Investigators in Rockland are continuing to search for a handgun that Leach was believed to have been in possession of during that armed robbery. A Brockton man was taken into police custody early Friday morning after he allegedly fled a traffic stop and then led officers on a high-speed chase before coming to a crashing stop in Quincy. Officers conducting a traffic stop on Route 3A in Hingham said the driver, later identified as 23-year-old Orlando Munoz Gomez, initially pulled over and waited for officers to get out of their cruiser before he took off. Gomez drove from Summer Street to Otis Street and onto Downer Avenue, blowing through two stop signs, drove back onto Route 3A toward Weymouth. He allegedly passed a red light near the Hingham Shipyard at speeds topping 100 miles per hour. Car crashed a short time later, entering the Washington Street Rotary in Quincy. Came to a rest on its roof. Gomez and his 16-year-old passenger were taken to a hospital for evaluation. A 21-year-old man who was also inside was not hurt. Gomez was arraigned in Hingham District Court on charges including failing to stop for police, negligent operation, and unlicensed operation. Investigators say this is not the first time he's been caught and has never had a driver's license. A 7-year-old girl is hospitalized with serious injuries after being attacked by a pit bull in Bridgewater. Officers responding to a report of a child screaming and people yelling on Main Street last Thursday night found the girl in the back seat of a vehicle suffering from what appeared to be multiple severe bite wounds to her head and upper body. The wounds appeared to have been caused by a large gray pit bull that lived in the house. Officers provided aid to the child until Bridgewater fire paramedics arrived. She was taken to Brockton Hospital and transferred to a Boston hospital. The initial investigation indicates the child was in the backyard when she was attacked by the dog, which belongs to a family member. A second adult family member was bitten by the same dog during the attack and was taken to an area hospital. The Bridgewater Animal Control Officer responded to the scene. The dog was taken into custody for a required 10-day quarantine, and a mandatory report was filed with the Department of Children and Families. History being made in Brockton as the first black woman-owned dispensary on the East Coast opened its doors. Legal Greens, located on Pleasant Street, is run by Vanessa Jean-Baptiste. She was extremely busy welcoming customers yesterday. Jean-Baptiste, who is only 30 years old, was born and raised in Brockton and said this is a dream come true. According to President and CEO of the Massachusetts Cannabis Association, David O'Brien, it is the first woman black-owned business in the legal marijuana market on the East Coast, which she says is exciting as the first stores that opened in November of 2018. Officials on Cape Cod are pleading with the state for more help as the vacation destination deals with another surge of COVID-19 cases, including multiple cases of new variants that are considered more contagious. Yarmouth Health Director Bruce Murphy told the Cape Cod Times the region needs fast-tracked emergency vaccination sites. He said about 20 cases of a variant of the virus first identified in Brazil have been reported on the Cape, and a variant first discovered in the United Kingdom has also been detected. Cape Cod officials say they're dealing with a third surge in virus cases since the pandemic emerged last year. Seven communities, Barnstable, Yarmouth, Sandwich, Mashpee, Dennis, Harwich, and Brewster, are now considered by the state at high risk for the virus. School officials in Barnstable switched to fully remote learning late last week after more than 100 students and employees tested positive for coronavirus over the past 2 weeks. As of yesterday, Fenway Park is no longer a COVID mass vaccination site. CIC Health, which runs the state's mass vaccine sites, tweeted out a video showing Franny Chan, the last person to be vaccinated at the historic ballpark. Fenway now turns its attention to the Red Sox home opener, which is Thursday. In all, more than 56,000 people received their shots at Fenway. All second dose appointments for people scheduled at Fenway are being moved to the Heinz Convention Center. Massachusetts Department of Public Health reporting over 1,800 new confirmed COVID cases and 29 additional deaths as of yesterday. Health officials said the total number of confirmed cases in the state is now almost 593,000, while the total number of deaths is almost 17,000. There were over 75,000 total new tests reported. As of yesterday, the seven-day weighted average of positive tests in Massachusetts is 2.28%. There are 657 people currently hospitalized for a coronavirus-related illness, an increase of 3 since Saturday, and an estimated 30,000 active cases in Massachusetts. Here in Quincy, the city is in the yellow category on the risk assessment map. There have been 317 new cases in the past 14 days. The positivity rate in Quincy is now approaching 3%. The Boston Marathon course was active on Saturday with demonstrators walking along it as part of a rally and a run to stop Asian hate. The event was organized by the New England Chinese American Alliance in conjunction with about 35 other groups. It comes in the wake of the deadly Atlanta shootings to mourn the loss of 8 lives, including 6 Asian women, and to condemn the acts of violence and discrimination against Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders. Standing in solidarity, hundreds came out in support. The rally started in Hopkinton and ended on the Boston Common. It ran through cities including Ashland, Framingham, Natick, Wellesley, Newton, and Brookline. Organizers like Boston City Councilor Ed Flynn said the purpose of the event is to display unity, strength, and the resiliency of the Asian community. A similar rally was held in Randolph on Saturday. United States Coast Guard coming to the aid of a fisherman seriously injured on a commercial fishing vessel miles offshore in Massachusetts yesterday. The Guard said that the crew of the Connecticut-based vessel Furious notified them at about 3:30 in the morning that a crew member had sustained a serious injury while the boat was about 60 miles south of Nantucket. The Guard dispatched a helicopter crew from Cape Cod, which hoisted the injured 41-year-old fisherman off the boat by around 7 a.m. He was taken to Mass General Hospital. His status was unclear. Former Massachusetts governor and current Utah Senator Mitt Romney has been named this year's recipient of the John F. Kennedy Profile in Courage Award. The JFK Library Foundation cited Romney's historic vote to impeach President Trump and his consistent and courageous defense of democracy. Romney was the only Republican to vote to convict Trump on abuse of power charges. The foundation also praised Romney for defending the 2020 election results and once again voting to convict Trump on insurrection charges following the Capitol riot. The foundation noticed the sharp criticism that Romney faced from his own party. The award started in 1989 and named after Kennedy's Pulitzer Prize-winning book, honors public servants who've made courageous decisions of conscience without regard for the personal or professional consequences. Recent winners of the Profile in Courage include House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and former President Barack Obama. Caroline Kennedy and her son, Jack Schlossberg, will present the award at a virtual ceremony in May. A joint World Health Organization-China study on the origins of COVID-19 say that transmission of the virus from bats to humans through another animal is the most likely scenario, and that a lab leak is extremely unlikely, according to a draft copy obtained by the Associated Press. The findings were largely as expected and left many questions unanswered, but the report provided in-depth detail on the reasoning behind the team's conclusions. The researchers proposed further research in every area except the lab leak hypothesis. The report's release has been repeatedly delayed, raising questions about whether the Chinese side was trying to skew the conclusions to prevent blame for the pandemic from falling on China. A World Health Organization official said late last week that he expected it would be ready for release in the next few days. Engineers today partially refloating that colossal container ship that continues to block traffic through the Suez Canal. Without providing any further details, a report said the vessel will be set free soon. Satellite data from marinetraffic.com showed that the ship's bow, once lodged deep in the canal's eastern bank, had been partly wrested from the shore, although it remained stuck at the canal's edge. A former Minneapolis police officer goes on trial today in George Floyd's death, and jurors may not wait long to see parts of the bystander video that caught Derek Chauvin's knee on Floyd's neck, sparking waves of outrage and activism across the U.S. and beyond. Prosecutors haven't said when they'll play the video, but legal experts expect it to be early, maybe even in the prosecution's opening statement, as they seek to remind jurors of what is at the heart of their case. Torrential rains across Tennessee flooded homes and at least one church and left roads impassable, prompting dozens of people to be rescued in the Nashville area. Authorities said four bodies were found yesterday in the flood aftermath. Nashville received more than 7 inches of rain, the second highest two-day rainfall total ever recorded. Check of business news, and stocks open the day in positive territory. The Dow was up 453 points on Friday. The NASDAQ rose 161, and the S&P was up 65. Global markets were mixed. The dollar declined. The euro was down. Oil at $60 a barrel. And sports, Bruins lose to the Devils 1-0. The Celtics take on the Pelicans tonight at 7:30. Forecast from the National Weather Service today, sunny and very windy with a high wind advisory in effect. Temperatures will be in the low 50s. Clear tonight, low 35. Lots of sunshine tomorrow, much less wind, with a high tomorrow of 57 degrees. Wednesday, some afternoon showers, high of 63. And a kind of a cool, rainy day on Thursday, the high of 51. For the boater, waves about 2 feet. Winds out of the west gusting to 45 knots, and a high tide at 12:38 p.m. Sun rising at 6:31, setting at 7:06. So again, sunny and windy, with temperatures in the low 50s. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Monday, March 29th.